If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." He said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, everyone, welcome back to an episode of Fuck You, Dad. No, we haven't put up an ep in a little bit. A lot of shit has went down.
A lot of shit has went down. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, a lot of that's really every week right now. It's like a lot of shit has went down. If you don't talk to somebody for 2 days, it's just the entire news cycle has changed. But in the time we haven't recorded an ep, Trump got COVID, and they pumped him full of orphan tears or whatever, and then he was just back, and now he's like breakdancing on stage and like telling people he wants to make out with them. Have you seen it? Yeah. I saw that. Is the cure to COVID just Molly? I was like,
I could kiss everybody. It does sound like very. He sounded mollied up for sure.
Oh,
he
was
like,
that's
I'm
very
feeling the best
Trump.
I've felt in 20 years. I feel great right now.
Trump sounded like
soft.
Every man who's ever tried Molly. He was like, this is the best I've ever felt. Guys, I could kiss every one of you. I love all of you guys.
Don't be afraid of COVID. COVID is love.
COVID is your friend. But when he was like, I'd be kissing some of the people in the front and the back, and I was like, truly, what? Like, I'm like, can I get the phone number of whoever Trump's dealer is? I was like, what shit do you have? This, if you're 74 eating Big Macs and you recover and you are feeling amazing and you're breakdancing.
And it's like, where has that been? Whatever you gave him.
Why is it on the street?
What was that? Yeah. That's crazy. And everyone's just cool. Everyone's just cool with it. Yeah. It's literally like if the king got the plague and then but he's still fine and everyone's like, but millions of people are dead.
Yeah,
like,
So what do you have something to him? Apparently he's doing awesome. It's just that on TikTok he's just doing a weird dance and you're like, what?
I've seen the TikTok, the people dancing like him on TikTok. That's what makes me want to I wish you could quit. I know you were born here and you're a citizen of the country,
yeah,
but I really wish you could just, you go, God, I quit.
You
I
should
quit
be able to do that. And people say, well, you just move. And it's like, no, you should be able to be like,
nah, that's too much trouble and money. I don't want
any
of that.
I want my 2 weeks notice in on the United States. I feel like everyone living here is at that point at like a shitty job. Where you're like, just one more thing's going to happen and I'm done. You know, where you're like, all right, I just need one more bad day. And I'm fucking calling it.
I'm telling you, if Netflix upped its price by $10, the country would fucking burn, dude.
I was legitimately... that could not be any truer. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, if all this went down and streaming services didn't exist, there would 100% be a civil war. Like, if all of this went down and you still had to go to... like, we had to put on masks and go to Blockbuster still, like, the cities would burn to the ground. You know, we had to like wait outside just to like look around and get like an old John Cusack movie. Like we'd be stabbing people in the street. There'd be absolutely no question.
Definitely.
I watched like 3 movies yesterday. When's the last time you did that? Me and my girlfriend just watched 3 movies. It was fun.
Yeah.
But it's
and I don't even feel any, like usually when I would do that, I'd be like, God, you piece of shit.
No,
you're just watching another one.
Yeah,
and I love it.
It's great. I mean, it's cool.
Funny enough, I actually watched a John Cusack movie.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, that's why I brought it up, because it was in my head. I mean, it's. I think you and I, the problem is, it has been a golden age for losers who have been like, I wish I could just fuck off and like lie down and watch TV. And it's like, well, here's a solid 12 months of that. Here's that feeling until you hate it.
Oh my God. I don't know. I do feel like with the election coming up, like we're at a party and there's a big fight in front of us and we just want to get out of the door. Like we have I have no stake in the fight. I just want to leave the party, but I can't because there's just two mobs of people going at each other.
And all the news is just little clip. It's from the party where it's like, this guy has punched him in the face. So like this guy punched him in the face. I think you had a good point. I saw, this is a gross point when I'm quoting tweets by you, but it was just basically like, he told him to shut up. And it was just, hey, this hospital bill is going to be $5,000.
Oh, it's the ER thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because Biden told Trump, like, this guy shut up on the
yeah, in the debate.
the debate, and everyone was like, "Yeah, baby, here we go."
You told
and
it's him. Like, yeah,
it costs $5,000 to go to the emergency room. All right, everybody. That's going to sound weird, but my computer was all, the hard drive was full, so the recording stopped. We had a ton of fun, but we're just going to pick it up from there. I think I was talking shit about, because Joe Biden said shut up to Trump. We all thought that was going to do something. We thought that was going to change the world, but...
I don't know. Then they started selling t-shirts. It was like, so after my child died from starvation, I really was sad. But then when I saw Joe Biden said shut up to Trump, my heart felt with joy, you know?
Did you see also they I don't know who, I keep saying they, but I don't know who they are, but they reanimated a kid who was shot in a school shooting.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did. That was creepy as shit.
That was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. And then you have the mom like, this is hard for me to watch. And it's like, yeah, it's unnatural. It's unnatural and it's weird. Yeah, it was, no shit, it's hard.
It really felt like the intro video to a dystopian film. Like, it really was like watching the trailer for Hell is kind of what it felt like.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Oh, anyway, yeah, we were gonna move past the election. I mean, even though it is kind of like, it's got to be the biggest one that I've ever witnessed, I feel like.
I think it's the biggest one. I think it's the biggest one for a while. The most at stake, it's for sure.
That night is going to be crazy. Do you know what you're going to do? Election night? Do you think you're going to watch?
No, I'm probably just... Because we won't know the day of with all the absentee. It'll be like a couple days, unfortunately, which will be hell.
You're right.
So I'm probably just going to try to ignore it until either
until something,
you know,
really
bombs
happens
outside, or it appears to be fine. I'm just, you know, I'll know what the result is from the outpour of violence in the streets.
It's pretty, so. Whichever side is revolting, we'll know based on that.
Yeah,
whoever has a gun to my face, whatever color their hat is, I'll know who won by that.
Yeah, right. So. I'm just gonna early vote and then fucking tune out, because it's like, what new information am I gonna? It's like, yeah, I hate Trump. It's not like I'm gonna hear something. It's like, whoa, another reason that he failed. It's like, listen, I'm gonna early vote and then I'm gonna tune the fuck out.
I'm interested in who the undecided voters are.
Yeah, who is like, this person? You know who it is? It's like a moron that listens to like Ben Shapiro and like other things occasionally, and they're like, I haven't really made up my mind yet, you know? And it's like, yeah, there's like four of those people that exist.
Like,
they don't exist.
You get the Trump people because that's just what they're going to do. They're not going to, nothing's going to change their mind. It's just, that's what it is.
You're committed. Yeah. It's what it is.
You bought the thing and now you're saying it's worth it and it's not, but you bought it. So you bought the Kia Soul. And everyone's making fun of you, and you're like, nah, it's a fucking good car. But you're like, no, this hamster's on TV.
You really...
it's a piece of shit car.
Right.
But the undecided is like, is that Kanye? I saw Kanye on the ballot, and that honestly, it warmed my heart. It really did. When I saw him actually like printed on the piece of paper,
that would be a nice fun end to the country. If somehow Kanye won and it was just let it really drift off.
Trump is to continue drinking. It's like 2 a.m. Trump is another beer. Biden is water. And Kanye's like 4 more shots. Like, let's just fucking go in deep.
Kanye's like butt chugging like 4 Loco. I mean, that's like it's just over. That's like, okay, this is absolutely the end.
Did you ever drink 4 Loco when it was real?
You know, I did. I was too young. I was like in middle school. So we were just fascinated by like cough syrup at that point. I feel sad that I missed the wave.
That was your middle school? Yeah, you know, it was middle school. So it was lean and cigarettes. We didn't really want to go with the 4 Loco.
Yeah, we weren't really on the 4 Loco wave, you know?
I thought you were going to say we were on 4 Loco. We were doing Skittles and M&M's. But you're like, no, we were on cough syrup.
No, we were still, I mean, we were still being degenerates, but we weren't. We didn't have the 4 Loco hookup. It was just like mids and fucking triple C's, dude.
I remember because I've been buying weed from the dispensaries here. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's so much different than what I used to do in those days. I remember I used to buy weed in tinfoil, folded up tinfoil. And somebody would bullshit about how it's like, oh, it's Alaskan Heights.
Yeah, that's exactly. It would always be like, dude, this is fucking Snoop Dogg's best friend or whatever. And you're like, just shut up. And you're like, they're like, that'll be $48. And it's just, it's like in receipt paper sometimes. You're like, this is just disgraceful.
Yeah. So I did want to, this is the season one finale because, to be completely frank, I'm out. I'm out of dad stuff. Tapped
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I'm out. My you know, my dad is an endless well of stories, but he's I'm kind of told all the big ones and he'll fuck up and have some more entertaining stuff soon.
That's the thing is this podcast is really not supposed to be when we're in our 50s and both of our dads are dead. And we're like telling stories. We're both in our 20s and like, well, we have some from back with Ed.
Yeah, we got a couple.
But,
right,
you know,
yeah.
There's more to come. And I feel like season one, so we had a good base. You know us now.
Right. You know what we're about. You know our childhood. Arguably more than most people.
Yeah.
And so we're after this, we're going to do like famous dads in history and kind of talk about how shitty they were and riff on that.
Yeah, and how shitty dads actually, for the most part, make some pretty crazily talented people.
They generally do. That's generally the common denominator in really any success story is I just an awful father.
Which is why we're here, because I feel like my dad wasn't awful enough to where I could really, like, we're not on HBO. Like, my dad didn't tie me up or anything. Then I'd be fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he would have really applied himself, this is $1 million download podcast. If he would have really fucking just Englished it up, just slapped you in the face with like vodka bottles, it would have been this. Yeah,
yeah. I honestly wish I could go back in time and be like, Dad, listen,
you're gonna need to
hit him again. I just want to be in in the back of the room when my dad's like hit me with a slipper, and I'm like, do it again. I need 25. I need a good 25.
Yeah, like I'm trying to win an Emmy one day. So how about you just
hit him again?
You just slap. Yeah. But speaking of my dad, recent thing that he did, which you ever hear like of a scumbag move that's just so like blatant that you have to respect it? Like you just have to respect the audacity. So my dad took my brother out to like some outdoor lunch thing that my brother did not want to go to, that was more expensive than neither of them could afford. And then my dad, after they ate, he's like, yeah, you're going to have to pay for it.
To your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it was his idea to do this thing. Then afterwards, he's like, yeah, you're probably going to have to go. So, I mean, that's just a
wait,
fucking...
Wait, like really nice, like steak?
No, I don't even know.
A nice restaurant?
I don't know if it was steak. It was probably just like it was like a relatively more upscale. It wasn't fucking McDonald's. Okay.
Let's say a Longhorn.
Longhorn style. That's probably what we're doing. Lunch outdoors at some Longhorn style lakehouse. My brother works. He's a college and works at a fried chicken place every now and then. And my dad was like, "Yeah, you're probably gonna have to cover this one, or we're gonna have to do Daddy's Dine and Dash trick here.
Daddy's Dine and Dash,
or we're gonna have to follow the old
Adam ditch.
It's either you watch the door, yeah. It's either you pay for it or you watch the door because I'm sprinting. I'm grabbing the car. You know where to meet me, the usual spot. Like it was just
I love the idea of your brother just being like, Dad, I can't do that. And your dad's like, listen, my life's already over. I don't care if I go to prison.
Yeah. Prison's just a place to sleep for me, pal. That's three meals a day and a roof over my head. You think I give a shit? I'll go down for some petty stuff. You don't want to cough up the 45? That's fine.
Dude, that is a reason to have kids right there so that they can grow up to be adults and then you can just cheat them out of lunch. That sounds like a great idea.
And he was also like, my brother's like, I don't want to go to this place. He's like, yeah, come on. He's like, by the way, you're paying for it. And it was like, it was just an all around, just fuck you. But you have to respect the like, I would never have the confidence to do that to someone.
No, I couldn't go throughout the whole meal. I'd like get to the drink, and then I'd be like, by the way, I don't have money. Like, oh. I can't do this.
Like, yeah. But the fact that he just did it, like, yeah, you got it.
He ate everything, enjoyed it, and then was just like, by the way.
He was probably like, hey, you want a dessert? Yeah, let's treat ourselves.
Why not?
And then he's like, hey, by the way, you're probably going to have to... Probably gonna have to, you know, call your grandma or something. Get a loan real quick.
Sell your car on Carvana from the parking lot.
Yeah, probably. You know, hey, while we're eating this, if you could just go panhandle with that adorable face of yours and get some money. It was just so bold. I heard that and I was like, that almost respect.
Yeah.
Like, that's almost commendable.
Yeah. There was, you know? The only time that something like that where my dad has done that move was when I hit a deer with my car, and I was like 20, and it was a ton of damage, and I was like, damn, and we're like getting it like done with the insurance or whatever, but it still ended up being like it still ended up being like a $500 something. So I go up to my dad, and I'm like, yeah, the car guy said it's gonna be $500, and he was like, oh wow, that's a lot. And I was like, yeah. Just kind of let it just float out there. And then he was like, well, you going to get in there and pay, or are we just going to sit there? And I was like, oh, I just thought, because, you know, I didn't crash the car. I just hit a deer, you know, it was an act of God. So I thought I could, you know, take that out of the, I cutely call it the bank of Cartwright. And he was like, no. That's, and I knew that like sense of entitlement was like, I can't believe he's making me pay for it, made me so fucking mad and like a brat. So I just like took a deep breath and took the $500 bullet, didn't say anything. Like, I didn't want to be mad because I feel like that's such a shitty thing to do, but I couldn't be like, oh yeah, of course. So I just kind of like sat there and steamed on it for like a couple days.
And that was probably all the money you had too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm sure it was like more than all the money I had. Probably had to be negative for a little bit, but, you know.
Jeez. Well, also, speaking of crazy parents in general, this is a crazy mom story. My girlfriend's mom from last weekend, it was like our 1 year anniversary. Her mom owns a lake house, went up to the lake house, like, oh, this will be fun, right? And then, so her mom basically, like, invited, like, we're coming up there, and then I guess she invited some of her friends. And I don't know how you are, but if you're a guest in someone's home, aren't, I'm under the active assumption that you would be invited to dinner.
Yeah.
That's generally a pretty fair thing to assume. So we get there. We didn't make any other plans because we, again, would assume for a guest of someone in their house, we would partake in said dinner. But so she's preparing all the food. And then she asks us, she's like, so what time did you guys want to use the kitchen? And we're like, for what? And she's like, well, to make your own food. And I was like, well, we just sort of assumed that since you're her mother,
we sort of assumed you would follow the normal Western tradition of hundreds of years having people over.
We didn't think we'd have to have a whole separate kitchen time. I didn't think I'd have to organize with you. Well, you obviously, we can't share food. That would be barbaric. So she just basically says that we didn't really bring enough to, like,
of
make our own thing. So we're like, I guess we go into, like, rural Michigan to, I don't know, get a burger and heroin or whatever the combo is. And, but we had, on the way out, we had to pass the people she invited over who are, like, sort of friends of family friends of my girlfriend. And they're like, so you staying for dinner? Like, no, we're just going to town to get some. And they looked so offended because they're like, we have plenty of food. So we looked like assholes. They were like, yeah, we'd rather just eat at a Cisco gas station than hang out with it. Like, it looked like we just wanted to avoid
because they were
them.
Also under the, they were like, oh, but we live in America. Like, you guys are supposed to stay and eat with us.
Yeah, no, that was, no, it was like a normal, so her mom made us look like complete assholes.
Dude, I would have thrown her under the bus. I would have been like, yeah, her mom's just kicking us out. I don't know. It's some bullshit. Like, I wouldn't have taken that badge.
Yeah, so we feel real weird. We go to a diner. I get like something called the garbage burger, literally, which is, and I come back. We come back with our diner food, shove it down our sad mouth. You know what? We come back to a kitchen of a gross amount of leftovers. What I can only be described, like, there was, like, weird, like, artisan done chicken. There's salad. There's potatoes. And I could have taken the leftovers and had a whole other meal and invited two people to that.
You're not the son-in-law guy. That's what that was. Yeah. That was get the fuck out of my cabin and out of my daughter. Yeah. I do not want you around, buddy. Holy shit.
And there was an aggressive amount of leftovers. I was like, and then the whole time she's like, yeah, finish the salad. I was like, I would have had more room if I didn't have to go into town and eat the garbage burger. If the garbage burger wasn't taking up 95% of my stomach. So that...
Dude, she had to...
That was a sign that...
I think they were planning a heist. Saying? I think all these older women were just planning a heist, and she was like, we need these kids out of here.
No, she's just, like, really OCD and insane. So she just... She didn't even realize that we thought about it. The next day, she had some other relative of hers come over, and... Which is gone. We're having brunch, and then she was like, "Ah, you guys really missed out." And I was like, "You didn't invite us.
You kicked us out
to eat food with you. You made it abundantly clear that we had to prepare our own food." She's like, "I texted Lucia to coordinate, and she didn't. Whatever. She used a lot of weird terms.
Yeah.
Kind of made it our fault. And then, but this is how anal. This is how insane this woman is. So she was making like breakfast, and she's like, "And we're all gonna eat breakfast and go in." Out to the outdoor patio through the living room door. There are two separate doors right next to each other.
And you have to go through.
Go to the patio.
Okay.
Well, but I just went through the other door because it was the closest. And she started snapping at me like a dog. Like a dog. And just went like, hey. And then Lucia got, my girlfriend got really mad at her. But she was basically being like, you walked through the wrong door that in my mind I wanted you to go through. And I just didn't, I was like, how do I do that? Like, I can't do this. Like, literally, it's like Tetris, where you have to follow a determined walking path that this woman has already set for you in her head, so.
That's crazy. And when anybody snaps at you for anything, it's immediate, as a you're immediately like, fist face. Like,
yeah.
You're just like, don't do that.
No, this is, this makes you feel like I'm like a bellhop at a hotel, and I'm like this close to just getting a misdemeanor assault for like assaulting this elderly woman that's done this to me. You know what I mean?
That's the worst because it's the girlfriend's mom. It's like there's no yelling to be done because you lose. You lose if you yell.
Right. The only plus is she dislikes her as well. So it's sort of like, well, I don't care if you don't like me. That's probably a plus.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. My only girlfriend parent story that got really crazy was when me and my girlfriend were first dating. So this is years and years ago. We're like in high school. And we went down to her basement and we were watching a movie and we were like high school style. So we were like making out. And her dad came downstairs and just yelled at the top of his lungs. He went, "Knock it off!" And then, like, stormed back upstairs. And my girlfriend was like, it's fine. And then wanted to keep going. And I was like, the man said knock it.
Absolutely
I am
not.
His slave now. He owns me.
When someone screams angrily, knock it off, you knock it off. You're not like, hey, let's keep pushing this into hands and fists.
And it's
are
like
involved.
This is the man I'm supposed to be, you know, impressing.
You're trying to impress.
And all that stuff, and that's out the window. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's gone. Once you scream knock it out, there's really no coming back from that. You guys are enemies from here on out.
And then Kelly's like, well, okay, like I guess I can walk you to the front door. And I was like, I don't go upstairs. I live in the basement now. Okay. I don't.
Now we're going to try to avoid seeing that man for ideally.
Yeah, this is where I live. This is where I hide. I don't go upstairs.
Yeah. No, we're not, there's not going to be an awkward goodbye. What are you guys up to later? It's like, we're
so I here. Scrambled around the basement, like everywhere. And I found one of those tiny, tiny basement windows that like led out to like a hole in the backyard. And I literally...
Oh, so you slow down. You literally crawled out of the basement to avoid talking to this man?
Yeah.
Because that's insane. I felt you, but I'm still going to take the front door. Like, I don't want to go through the front door. It's going to be an awkward hellstorm.
Making out with his daughter with my hand clearly on her ass. And
listen, it's going to be horrible to walk upstairs. I know. It'll be a nightmare.
I'm still walking.
I'm not breaking a basement window and crawling through like I'm I'm being held hostage and I'm escaping.
I couldn't even fit is that what you did? My clothes on.
Well, because here's what I'm saying. Okay, you awkwardly go upstairs, you go through the door. It sucks. It's weird. Okay, or the dad sees you breaking through the window door with all of your clothes off, squirming in the mud. And how do you come back from that? He just saw you making out with his daughter. Now he sees you crawling through his front lawn with his underwear. That where you just did you break a window? I mean,
no. I just opened just it, but it was a tight squeeze, and it wasn't a good look.
You just Shawshank Redemption your ass out of his basement.
It wasn't a good look for the girlfriend either, because she was like, "Why are you doing this? Like, it's gonna be okay." And I was like, "It's gonna be death. I gotta get out of here."
Right. I mean, listen, I've felt the same way 1,000 times, and I admire it. I admire almost committing to the anxiety. But I'm not going to crawl through a basement window. It's like, oh, I'll just eat how horrible this moment is and be like, yeah, see you guys later. yeah, weather outside. You know, just make that awkward small talk.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.